Welcome back to Talking Rionis on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Just wanted to get a quick one out before Shabbos. So Parshas B'chukosai, we have many brachos that are promised. In B'chukosai Teilechu, if we keep the mitzvos and we observe the Torah, so we're given many brachos. And among those brachos, close to the end of those brachos, in Perek Chof Vav Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk says, V'hisalachti B'sochachem, Hashem says, I will walk with you, V'yisi Lachem Le'lohim, and I will be for you a God, V'atem to you Li La'am, and you will be for me a nation. So that end of that pasuk is that I will be for you a God, and you will be for me a nation. Targum Yonasan over here says, "Behe memri lechon lelaka parok," that my speech will be for you a God lelaka parok, a God, a redeemer, a goel. Just one point about that memri, the way Targum Yonasan typically operates, similar to Targum Unculus, is that they don't refer to God himself, but rather as the speech of God, right? That just, you know, tries to not attribute any, physical, form to Hashem whatsoever. So often it'll say the speech of God, my speech, instead of me. Anyway, so it says but essentially Hashem is saying, I will be lachon lelaka parok, for you a God of who is a redeemer, v'atun tahon lishmi, and you will be for me, for my name, l'uma kadishaya, as a holy nation. So if you look back at the pasuk, that's not what was said. What was said was, Hashem says, I will be for you a God, and you will be for me a nation. Yet Targum Yonasan understands it as, I will be for you a God, a redeemer, and you will be for me a holy nation. So why does Targum Yonasan add this? And I would suggest simply that typical understanding of the pasuk is that, I will be a God for you, and you'll be a nation for me, as if it's some general standard relationship that you have. That you have many nations out there, and you have many gods out there, and each nation has its own god. And just like that's the case, right? Any other nation, you look around, you look at Moab, you look at Midian, you look at Ammon, you look at Aram, you look at all the nations surrounding you, and they have their gods, so you're also a nation, and you have your own god. That would be the simple understanding of the pasuk. Says Targum Yonasan, no, that's not what's going on here. Because I'm not just going to be any god for you. Rather, I'm going to be Elaka Parok, a god who is a redeemer. A God who is a Goel, that, you have many, right? There are many gods out there, but the difference between me and them is that I am actually a Goel. I am the one who actually redeemed you. I took you out of Mitzrayim. I'm a redeemer. And not only did I redeem, but I continue to redeem. I am a God who can actually do something for you. I am a God who stands by you and can redeem you in the future. But you also are not just any other nation. It's not just that you're, just like every God has its nation, so you're my nation, but rather you're very different than everybody else because you're an Uma Kadishaya. You're actually a holy nation, an Am Kadosh. And our relationship of God and people, it might look like, based on the simple text, like any other relationship between a God and a nation. This happens to be the nation, but this is a very, very different relationship because I am not like any other God. I'm actually a real God who actually really redeems you. And you're not like any other nation. You're a nation of Kedusha, a holy nation, uplifted. Just like I'm uplifted and different than all the other gods, you're also uplifted above all the other nations. That you are living a holy standard. You're living a standard that represents me. That I am a Goel, as we said something similar in Parshas Kedoshim. That you are a holy nation and you're representing my holiness. That, and if Hashem says, I am a redeemer in essence, I am a holy redeemer in essence, so then all of you are going to be a nation of holy people. You're going to be holy redeemers, people who redeem others, people who are going to help others. Just like I am a Goel, you have to be Goelim as well. You also have to be redeemers. And this I think Targum Yonasan is highlighting the difference. We see it, the pasuk seems to say something very simple, just like every other nation. But Targum Yonasan says no. That's just like the simple, superficial relationship of look, God and people. But really, it's something much deeper and much holier. Indeed, an important lesson as we head towards Yom Tov Shavuos, where we're clearly marked different. V'ahavta son of Ratzisa ban Romum tonami kol hel shanos. 51, and right, we say, Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebaranu Lichvado, 51, min atoyim v'naslanu Torah SMS, that Hashem made us different. And Berchus HaTorah, Shebachar banu mikol alamim v'naslanu as Torah so. So giving us the Torah is what makes us different. That highlights our Kedusha, and that is an important lesson, I think, that Targum Yonasan is highlighting and elucidating from this pasuk, and it's a very important with for us to take with us to Shavuos. Have a beautiful Shabbos.